Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on this Tuesday, October 13th afternoon on Real Country 102.1. The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, one pertaining to the station. We're currently having difficulties with our FM transmission equipment, so you are still able to listen online at 1021theoutlaw.com and on AM frequency 1310. But until we can get the problem resolved, 102.1 FM will be temporarily unavailable, but you can still listen on AM 1310 and 1021theoutlaw.com. The Polk County Sheriff's Office is trying to solve a bike theft that occurred on Sunday, October 4th, at about 8:30 p.m. in front of M&J Food Store at 1416 Cumbie Road North in Lakeland. Detectives would like to capture the thief responsible and return the bicycle to the 62-year-old victim. The bicycle is described as a purple Murray or Huffy bicycle with basket. If you have any information regarding the bike or the suspect, please contact Detective Bolin at 863-499-2400. And if you wish to remain anonymous, you can call Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477. The Hardy Cares Coronavirus Relief Fund is now available for individuals, small businesses, and community partner food security and mitigation assistance. The funds are restricted to COVID-19 eligible expenses. Each program is subject to specific eligibility requirements with submission of a complete program application and necessary supporting documentation. Your local events this Friday, your Hardy Wildcats will travel to Lake Wales for a conference matchup against the Highlanders. Game time is 7:30 p.m. Please remember to practice physical distancing. Live coverage of this game can be heard right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310, FM 102.1, and worldwide at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs in Hardy County Outdoor Network is looking for a driver, U.S. work authorization, a high school diploma, and 2 years of delivery and commercial driving experience is required, a DOT medical card, and at least a Class B CDL license are preferred. Capital Pawn is looking for a team member in Sebring. 1 year of customer service experience is preferred. And Smart Home Integration is looking for a sales associate. A driver's license is required, and 1 year of retail sales is preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here, and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Ah, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather's mostly cloudy, temperature 82 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 69.8 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 66%. Heat index is 86. Winds north at 11.5 miles an hour. Visibility 10 miles and the altimeter read 30.04 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 6:49 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, patchy fog early this morning, sunny, highs in the upper 80s, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog in the late evening and overnight, lows in the upper 60s, light and variable winds. Wednesday, sunny, highs in the lower 90s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. And Wednesday night, clear, lows around 70 with northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Syngenta announced the acquisition of Valegro, a leading biologicals company, by its business unit, Syngenta Crop Protection. The investment positions Syngenta Crop Protection as one of the key global companies poised to shape the rapidly growing biologicals market, which could double in size over the next 5 years. Valegro will continue to operate as an independent brand within the Syngenta Crop Protection business. Hazy skies caused by wildfire smoke have slowed progress of the California raisin crop. Farmers say it's been taking up to 2 weeks longer than usual to dry grapes into raisins in San Joaquin Valley vineyards. The smoke won't affect the quality of the raisins, but the delay in drying could reduce the size of the crop by leaving the raisins more vulnerable to insects or to damage from an early rain. In comments filed last week with the USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, ARCAF USA was the only National Cattle Industry Trade Association to strenuously oppose the agency's proposal to mandate that all American cattle farmers and ranchers use radio frequency identification ear tags after January 1, 2023, to ship adult cattle across state lines. ARCAF USA requested that APHIS withdraw its proposal on the grounds it unlawfully amends substantive federal law granting America's cattle ranchers the option of using various forms of animal identification to lawfully achieve disease traceability.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Ian McGregor of the McGregor Company. We view our role as that of a partner.
My name's Jeff Pittman. Great grandpa farm, my grandpa farm, my dad farm, so it's a family farm. McGregor's is a great company. They got a lot of research and development they're doing. I like Instruct, but I use it on all my acres. It shows improving yields and healthier plants, so I like the product.
It's about producing the best crop to help our customers succeed.
InServe, Kickstarter, and Kickstarter Pulse, and Instruct, I use them all.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The projections for U.S. orange production are down about 11% from last year. This according to the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service. Here's Deputy Chief Economist Cindy Nickerson.
The U.S. orange production for the 2020-2021 season is forecast at 4.6 million tons. Both Valencia and non-Valencia varieties are forecast down. This is largely due to low fruit counts in Florida. That's the biggest driver, but there's also a decline in acreage. Greening has been a factor contributing to that.
The greening she mentions there is, of course, the citrus greening disease transmitted by the Asian citrus psyllid. But weather has also been a factor.
The weather's given us a lot to talk about. We've seen hurricanes, tropical storms. We've had droughts and fire. We had the derecho wind event that ripped through Iowa. We've had a series of hurricanes. We have Delta, and we've had issues with respect to drought expanding and intensifying across the country through the month of September.
Florida's crop specifically is expected to be down 15% from last year to 57 million boxes. Florida Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried responded, saying she is encouraged by the resiliency of the industry, its producers, and their commitment to new plantings, research, and innovation.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Ian McGregor of The McGregor Company. Our success depends on those we serve being successful.
I'm Jeff Anderson. We live just south of Pullman. With InServe, we're not top dressing in the spring anymore. We're applying all of our fall fertilizer in the fall. It's keeping it in the ground for the plant to use when it needs it in the spring. And so it's saving us from the trip over the field.
It takes so much to raise a successful crop, from seed to nutrition, protection, and technology.
With InServe, the wheat's getting it rather than the wheat.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hamrich.
And now for the business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Mixed open this morning on Wall Street as earnings season gets underway and there's a pause in one COVID-19 vaccine study. The Dow and the S&P opening in the red, the NASDAQ started off higher. Stocks turned lower in Europe after a mixed session in Asia. Investors turning cautious over prospects for reining in a resurgence in coronavirus outbreaks in Europe. Consumer prices up slightly last month, led again by a sharp rise in the cost of used vehicles. The Labor Department reports the consumer price index rose 0.2% last month. The summer travel season, even worse than expected for Delta Airlines, lost $5.38 billion in the third quarter. Johnson & Johnson boosted revenue slightly, doubled its third-quarter profit, exceeding Wall Street expectations, raising its financial outlook for the year. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. It was the first Major League game this season with fans as Atlanta won Game 1 of the NLCS 5-1 over Los Angeles in Arlington, Texas Monday. Dodgers second baseman Kike Hernandez, who homered, says he wasn't used to playing in front of a crowd.
I think it was kind of shocking for everybody to see, at least for the first few minutes. It definitely had a little more to this game, add a little more. I missed what the roar of the crowd sounded like.
Braves first baseman Freddie Freeman said 11,000 people really felt like 50,000 to us because we haven't had any all year. Game 2 is tonight. Game 2 of the ALCS Monday saw Tampa Bay beat Houston 4-2. Rays manager Kevin Cash says the pressure was similar to the tension they felt during the end of the division series.
That was like Game 5 all over again. Those guys can hit really, really. It came down to us pitching really, really well.
Game 3 with the Rays up 2-0 tonight. This is Esser in Sports. The New Orleans Saints stormed back to beat the L.A. Chargers in Monday Night Football.
Will Lutz nailed a 36-yard field goal with 5:08 left in overtime before the Saints stopped Chargers receiver Mike Williams just short on fourth down to preserve a 30-27 victory. Rookie Justin Herbert's fourth touchdown pass of the game was a 64-yarder to Williams that gave Los Angeles a 27-20 lead late in the fourth quarter. But the 3-2 Saints tied it on Taysom Hill's 9-yard run with 52 seconds left in regulation. Chargers kicker Michael Badgley missed an extra point and had a chance to win it with a field goal, but his 50-yard kick clanged off the upright as regulation expired. I'm Dave Ferry.
Chicago White Sox have let go skipper Rick Renteria following a disappointing finish to a breakout season in which the team made the playoffs for the first time in 12 years. Nielsen Media Research reports that 5.6 million viewers tuned in to ABC to watch the Lakers top the Heat in Game 6 of the NBA title game Sunday night, the lowest-rated final series on record. The Sunday night NFL game more than doubled that audience. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: before television was invented, I wonder if family sometimes said, "My radio dinner is still cold." Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.